שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך חוברת.
We are reading from the Passover booklet, page 228, the writings of Dari, Gate of Intentions, second portion, Drush Bet, starts with the exile of Egypt. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
We've spoke with you already also yesterday, the day before, also in my conversations with Oren and Benzi and TV on those days. We've spoke of the matter of exile, redemption, and what it is, and all in all, how does it occur? Spirituality is a world of qualities. And the force to bestow, the quality of bestow, quality of love, quality of giving, is the one ruling. Once ruling, within it, he who is in it, it is considered to be in the spiritual world. And the quality of reception, correspondingly, once ruling, in a person, the person found to be in it, it is considered to be in the corporeal world. That's it. There's nothing more. It depends on what force you are integrated, what rules you, what govern you, and what are you? Either in the force of reception, calculations, those desires, then it is considered that you are feeling and living, existing in this world, or that you are all of a sudden included in the force of bestowal. Thus, it is considered that you are in the spiritual world. The difference between the two worlds, we cannot imagine to ourselves. People who are writing to us about it are saying that it is impossible to describe. It is truly a difference that is impossible to explain. Because the desire to receive was served for a correction, because the desire to receive is that same force which operates and expresses itself in a temporary, coincidental manner as it evolves, surrender to the desire to bestow. We too, once within the desire to receive, in our matter, transient, occasional, we have life, birth, life, and death. Because it is a copy, a replica of that spiritual force of the desire to receive. Because after 70 years, 70 degrees, it has to disappear, invert into a desire to bestow.
Galut,
exile is a sensation within the desire to receive, which must already bring about a change and reach the form of bestowal. The desire to bestow. There is no desire to bestow, there's only a desire to receive. Desire to bestow is the creator. The creature is always a desire to receive. However, a desire to receive, once working in order to bestow, once turning itself in as a slave towards others, towards the creator, then it is considered that he has inverted into a bestowing. Hence, we have no more than two states, either Pharaoh's slave, who's working for the sake of the desire to receive, or the slave of the Creator, working for the sake of the desire to bestow. And all our work is to assist ourselves and the entire world, reaching the desire to bestow, contentment upon the Creator. This is something we must always add. If we are not adding that, this goal, this purpose, then we are not establishing correctly the desire to bestow. It is no longer a desire to bestow. The desire to bestow could be only expressed in one manner, contentment to the Creator. Why? Because then that desire, that direction, that inclination is detached from me, and so-called Lishma, for her name, for her sake, with no reception of reward. Indeed, it comes out of me and not coming back to me. Should I act for the sake of the creatures, of friends, the group, no matter what, and it doesn't come to bringing contentment to the Creator, meaning does not follow all the way the path of bestowal, for the sake of bestowal, then nonetheless I'm acting for my own sake. Only if in my intention I'm touching the Creator, I'm trying to, at least to the extent I can, only then my intention is clean. Well, according to my degree, at least. It all starts with a sensation of exile. One can study a lot, invest himself in everything. However, from when does he begin to feel that he is in exile? This is the question. If at all he is feeling it. Because it might be that he wants all kind of things. It might be that he longs for all kind of successes. He wants to know the next world. He wants to know spirituality. He wants to change himself, change the world. Why, who, what? Exile, called that we cannot worship the Creator. This is what is called exile. That I do not want, I can't. Two things, yes? Bestow contentment upon Him. And not for anything else. Meaning, exile is a very, very honorable degree. It is an exalted, non-simple degree. One versus the other the Creator has created. For we are coming to exile, it means we begin to discover that we are in exile, which is possible only thanks to the light that shines and bring me the sensation that I am in exile. And the strong light, stronger and stronger light, as it is strengthened, bringing me the sensation that I'm up to 49 gates of impurity. So much so, I am in the desire to receive and I'm incapable of coming to bring contentment upon the Creator. Whereby then I cry out, let my people go and worship Him. Where I understand I'm not capable of being in bestowal, bringing contentment upon the Creator, which is my goal, my only passion. Then we come to the conclusion of exile. And then indeed we have a vessel for action. Because beside the 50th gate, which we do not feel, which we cannot correct, well, it is a business in and of itself, that 50th gate. Hence, we, with great efforts, need to intent or try and discover the qualities that are ruling us versus the love, the bestowal and love of others, as then we come to the revelation of the true state, being exile. How is it possible? It is written, from the love for the creatures to the love for, from the love for the created beings to the love for the Creator. What does that mean? I don't know what the Creator is. Who is the Creator? Where is he? How to relate to him? How to be in contact with him? Yes? There's no communication line, communication lines or whatever. Instead, therefore, we are giving the created beings. Hence, love thy friend as thyself is a great rule in the Torah. So that if you are including all your fellow men with you, you invite a light that reforms, called Torah, in such manner that elevates you to the degree of the Creator. Meaning, instead of the Creator, we have where we can establish ourselves correctly with respect to Him, being the group. It's just as we see when we're using many systems. They are very plain, simple systems where I see myself, the goal, and how do I get there. That's for simple, non-developed people, little kids. The more a person is, the more he can go for greater businesses that will be realized maybe in a few years' time. How do we create communication lines between us? We don't see the goal. Even a missile once launched, I don't see the goal, the target. It is somewhere out there beyond the horizon. Rather, I make a calculation. Calculations about according to what was given to me. And then I know that by these calculations, I am aiming myself towards the goal. Hence, here too, if I'm aiming myself correctly with all that I have, yes, teacher, books, group, dissemination, I am aiming all those things together towards the Creator, then I come to Him. I get to Him. Hence, from the love for the created beings to the love for the Creator. Love the friends themselves is a great rule in the Torah. So we, in this world, we always have the accurate means how to aim ourselves towards the Creator. Well, there's no problem with that. If a person understands that, he reaches the sensation that he is in exile, the correct exile, meaning that he is truly lacking a point of contact with the Creator, even if he is with no connection with the Creator, even if he doesn't know who he is and what he is, he has no, in his hands, nothing to hold on to. However, out of all the means that are in his possession, he can use them correctly and come to a state of I'm in exile. I cannot bestow contentment upon the Creator. I'm distanced from him. He's out there, and we're discovering also what is there with the 49 gates of impurity as we are in, that I'm here and he is the opposite. Thus, by this gap between exile and redemption, which is the lack we need to be equipped with, once discovering this lack, then we can take it out of Egypt and indeed come with great assets to our further work, turn 49 gates of impurity into sanctity. So, do not think that we have nothing in our hands. We have everything. Beside the qualities of bestowal, spiritual qualities that should we desire, we'll receive them. However, to desire receiving them, we have all the means. So, what is the exile of Egypt, please?
We are in the Passover booklet, page 228. Galut Mitzrayim, the exile of Egypt. One, the upper Israel, Zer Anpin, which returned to Ibur 3 within 3. This is the exile of the lower Israel inside Egypt.
Meaning a very minute state, Gimel Go Gimel, 3 within 3, a very tiny point of contact with the Creator, with which is within the creature.
Two, because of his ascent above, the five chassadim which expand in Vak departed from him, and they rose above to the root, to the muach of Dat, to the Garon, to the Siyum, ending of Yesod of Ima in Zer Anpin. And there in the Garon, there is the grip of the Klipa of Egypt, a narrow place, where the Moach of Da'at illuminates in Guf of Zer Anpin, only in the Achoraim, in the posterior of the clothings of Yesod De'ima, which are 10 bloods. These two matters go hand in hand, because the lower one causes the upper one. This is why I had to come back to 3 within 3, as written in Yechezkel, and I shall come to you, and I shall see you bleeding in your blood. And the reason why you are immersed in hard works in mortar and bricks is because of your blood, because of those 10 bloods which illuminated and expanded in Zer Anpin. Therefore, the externals prevail and suckle. Therefore, they prevailed to enslave Israel in hard works. To correct that, he says, live in your bloods, because in exchange for the bloods due to which you're enslaved, the upper life will be extended, which is the matter of the birth of Zer Anpin and its growth, and then Mochin of Gadlut will enter him, which are called Chaim, life, which are Eke, Yudke, Vavke, Eke. By this life, you will come out from the exile. And since there are two bloods, pure blood and impure bloods, this is why he said twice, you shall live in your bloods, you shall live in your bloods. Two bloods, the Passover blood and the circumcision blood. The circumcision blood is pure from Chesed, which is revealed in Pe de Ima, Yesod de Tchura. The Passover blood corresponds Gvurot in Nukva, because the Passover is in Nukva. Therefore, there is this verse in the Haggadah. It turns out that the redemption of Egypt was by a great miracle, because with Egypt, the were gripped with Egypt and Pharaoh, and in the roots they suckled from the upper dat of Zer Anpin, until he caused Zer Anpin to return to an Ibur of Gimel 3 within 3, the uttermost lowest state.
So there won't be suckling, there won't be nowhere to suck from.
And the upper emanator had to grow Zer Anpin and to grow him in the utter growness, to revoke the suckling of the externals from there due to the great light there. And therefore, they came out from the exile,
which is actually in a complete darkness. Meaning, what is happening here towards redemption? Greater and greater and greater darkness, so that they won't be gripping on for great and great and great desires to receive, which are revealed, right? Because these are 49 gates of impurity, meaning that cruelty and the desire to receive growing and growing, intensifying. Along with it, we need to seal, to block, close the sources of abundance more and more, until we come to a point from which truly there cannot be any grip to sanctity on the part of the Sitracha. There cannot be that the purity, the sanctity shines lightly to those in Egypt in those 49 gates of impurity. Simply the worst state possible. And specifically from it, from that critical point, there is the birth called redemption. That's it. Why is it caused in that manner? Because all the darkness, all the darkness that is sensed due to the work of Israel, those who are longing for bestowal, who are willing to be in this longing, in this path to bestow, although they receive nothing. They are feeling those things as beneficial for them. Yes, as the light are sealed and blocked and the situations become harder and harder, those who are attracted to the goal are taking it as an aid. That now I, with all the limitations, from all the pressures, could be more delighted in mercy. I don't have it and I won't have it. I don't have this and I won't have it. I don't have this and I won't have it. That's fine. It helps me because the limitation coming from above position me, establish me in delighted in mercy. And then I want nothing other than exist in being aimed at bestowal. And then it turns out that those 49 gates of impurity are establishing me, stabilizing me towards bestowal. What would have been, had it not been so, had I received more lights, had I screamed, where are the lights, where is the revelation, where is the awareness? Well, had it come, would I have been able, within those lights of understanding and feeling, would I have been able to be delighted in mercy? Would I have been able to desire to exit Egypt? This is very difficult work, had it even been possible to do. I don't have those powers, hence I specifically advance through the forces of pressure, darkness. The darker it is, the more I can establish myself, stabilize myself towards bestowal. Is that clear? But precisely ask about that. Well, Akoka, quickly.
No, it's not clear what you just said.
What isn't clear? If I need to get to the goal is bestowal. The less and less and less I'm giving now, does help me becoming a bestower or not? Yes or not? Yes. Well, that's it. If instead of it, in order to get to the goal and being the bestower, I would have been given whatever I want, would it be harder for me to be a bestower, right? So what is that you're asking about? Terence.
Je ne comprends pas, ces 49 portes d'impureté, c'est quelque chose auquel on doit aspirer.
49 gates of impurity, this is something we need to crave for?
We don't know what 49 gates of impurity are. Don't start starting to count. You don't need to long for 49 gates of impurity. You won't come to it if you long to it. You need to always long towards bestowal, towards sanctity, only bestowal and love. Please, quickly.
It says that on top of the increased darkness, Israel raised their anpin. Can you say what it means?
No, leave it the anpin. Yes, Mutlu. What do you care about the anpin now? I don't understand.
No, but the solution, they said that they increased something.
Increase the creator in my mind. All right, that's something different. Sorry. All right, that's nice.
That was my question.
You confuse me with the Zeon Pin, because I don't want to talk on that level. I want to try and talk as broad as possible. Passover is something that should be clear to everyone. All our work is to increase the force of bestowal, quality of bestowal being the creator over the quality of reception. That's all. This is called to raise Zeon Pin in that instance.
And how do we do that when we feel darkness because you have nothing here? What does it mean to increase the quality of bestowal?
Only with the friends. All the work of Egypt is in connecting. And we reach the connection, what they want to reach the connection, although the 49 gates of impurity which are revealed between them. Yes.
How to stabilize the darkness?
Stabilizing?
Yeah.
You need to stabilize darkness?
You just said that we have to.
No, it is given to us from above. We, the darkness, we are always longing for the light, for bestowal.
So out of the darkness, how can we reach longing? Because usually I find myself not requesting when I'm in darkness. I'm under pressure and I cannot ask for anything.
What pressuring you?
Let's say I'm under pressure. I cannot ask. I'm angry. I curse. I don't understand what is going on. And I cannot use.
So you're not processing correctly the pressure, your pressure.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking.
What is there to say? Come to the group and only in it you can invert your pressure, your individual private pressure, anger to the Creator. Why doesn't it give me what I deserve? Turn it into social pressure.
How?
Integrate with the friends. There's no other remedy.
It's clear. Well, the group, that's clear. But we always do things together during the lessons, dissemination, different things. We're always together.
Well, seemingly not enough.
That's my question. What is beyond that?
I don't know, but I see that you have a personal sorrow and there must be general sorrow here.
But the sorrow doesn't turn into a collective one. A person can feel what he's suffering from and reflects it on others, but you don't really feel it. I see it, I suffer from it. I can see that others suffer from it also.
Everyone sits in his own corner and crying out, why doesn't he have a love of friends? Next. Yes.
No.
Well?
Darkness, it means that he wants to reach the quality of bestowal in the group and he can't. He cannot discover the Creator between the friends.
Darkness is what I cannot bestow upon the Creator through the society. Through the society, meaning because it's the soul, it is the field, it is the vessel through which I can bestow upon Him. Giving the opportunity to bestow upon this Kli, this vessel, this is called bestow upon the Creator. Give Him an opportunity to bestow upon the creatures.
So basically, the darkness is this void which is created, which is generated.
My lack of inability, my inability. I am sitting, that's what Mutlu started saying. I'm sitting and discovering that I'm thinking only about myself and not about the society. And I want to think about them. I want to bestow upon them. I want through them to reach giving the Creator an opportunity to bestow upon them. And I don't care. This is called the exile of Egypt, whereby I am not asking of the Creator to bestow upon them all the abundance. He wants to bestow. It depends on my request. And I'm not discovering within me, inside of me, that desire, true desire. I can talk nicely about it, but desire for it, a true desire, I don't have. It doesn't hurt me. Well, let's say like as for my baby, I would ask of him, well, give him life, please. And for the friends, I don't want like that. I don't think like that. It doesn't hurt me. Well, I'm not ill, not sick. This is called exile. Meaning, the exile is in me not discovering lack for the Creator to bestow upon the creatures. In that, but what bestowing them for? Not because they are in sorrow or they are suffering, whereby that I condemning him, rather in order to bestow contentment upon him. The moment he began to bestow upon them, I see that also prior they were in an excellent state, they were in ends of. Meaning, I can not say that they have ever been in a bad state, rather to the extent that I cannot ask of him to bestow upon them, to that extent, I am in a lie. Well, that's it. We are moving to...
And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
כדי שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין קבלה לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח בליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה
השפעה לבורא מטרה עליונה אך מקודם דרושה אהבת החברה לבטל את עצמנו להיכנס בסביבה ובכך להשיג השתוות הצורה וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה להגדיל את הרצון להגדיל כוונה עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה